of Reform, a normal news special from the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. Each week, we'll be presenting special podcasts with portions of audio recorded at the 2006 Normal Conference in San Francisco. The complete speeches and more normal audio is available at norml.org/podcast. Week, we'll hear from Ross Mercurini from the San Francisco Board of Supervisors. Ross has been a key advocate of medical marijuana patients in the Bay Area. Here we'll hear him discuss the local politics of cannabis in California upon his reception of an award from Normal.
It was a year ago approximately that I was here and had the privilege to welcome and bestow the honor of saying greetings from San Francisco and our Board of Supervisors and our city government to the Normal Conference attendees. It's been 1 year, and a lot has happened in that 1 year. First, I want to welcome you all once again to San Francisco. Congrats to Normal, Drug Policy Alliance, and really all the policy advocates throughout this country who are pushing beautifully against the illogical and the misguided laws, federally or state, that continue to perpetuate what I think are just the complete ill-advised thinking of criminalizing marijuana use. You would have think and thought, in a place like San Francisco, where we should be the Amsterdam, and we like to believe at times that we are, of the United States, but we're not. With the advent of the Bush administration, but not just with the Bush administration, the pushback against really the attempt of trying to decriminalize medical cannabis because of the 10 states who were able to adopt Prop 215 type laws and others who tried but failed, but vigorously keep trying again, we were now seeing a response, vigorous and robust response, in trying to subvert that attempt by right-wing tendencies and those people who just didn't quite get it. It put this movement, in my opinion, on the defensive, and San Francisco was no different. What we were noticing in the last several years in California is that municipalities who were electing to try to create a medical cannabis and regulate a medical cannabis infrastructure designed so that it would be protected with safe haven from any prosecution, those very same governments that opened its arms to Prop 215 and Senate Bill 420 were now finding themselves under siege by other influences to try to reduce the very gains that everybody in this room, all of us, had made over the last 10 years since the advent of 215. That was no different in San Francisco. As a matter of fact, what we noticed with chronic familiarity, as everybody would say, we're for medical cannabis. We want medical cannabis. We just don't want it in our front yards. And that particular logic, as complex as it is, was emblematic of what certainly concerned me that would continue to drive back in the shadows the very idea of what we're all congregated here for, and that is to mainstream the issue so that marijuana should not be criminalized, and medical cannabis should not be criminalized, and that we should do everything we can to build that kind of resiliency and shore up, even in the face of adversity, that while there's any a pushback or blowback from our efforts to try to proliferate Prop 215 states throughout all 50 states in the United States, that we should not shrink at all with that ever particular kind of adversity once again. And that was even true here in San Francisco. So by our demonstration of that response, we built laws. And these are common sense laws. I'm not saying that this is anything so fantastic that it deserves this particular award, but I got to tell you, I'm very honored to be bestowed with this honor today. But we designed laws just so the fact that we would at least regulate an infrastructure so that no longer would medical cannabis dispensaries have to operate in a subterranean environment, operate in the shadows, operate like bars of African Americans used to operate many decades ago, or gay bars would have to operate many decades ago, in the same way that has now subordinate medical cannabis dispensaries that would have to operate now? It was always this sort of don't ask, don't tell policy. What kind of progressive government, what kind of logical government operates with policies such as that? We know it's a prevalent practice. We know it's a needed practice for those who require cannabis in order to take care of the ills and the health issues that they are trying to reconcile and address. So what good is it for a government to try to bury this? Just the opposite. I say with great gusto that we regulate and we reform. We stand up to those who say this is not something that Americans should be endorsing or support. We should go even as more bold than that. Politicians, local, state, or federal, who are not for the decriminalizing of marijuana and certainly not for the legalization of the use of medical cannabis, should not be in elected office at all.
Ross Mercurimi from the San Francisco Supervisors, accepting an award at the 2006 Normal Conference. His complete talk is available on our Normal Events podcast. Visit norml.org/podcast. Podcasting Technology of Normal is made possible by Red Aphid Interactive Media. More information at redaphid.com.